Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin, Daf Chaf Amud Bet, a little bit closer to the top than the bottom. Amar Ziri. We have a new statement of Ziri, who was a Chacham of Bavel. Nishbrama Freket Verov Basar Ima. If the spinal cord is broken along with most of the flesh is taken off, Nevela. Even though the animal might still be spazzing, it's already a Nevela, and you cannot fix it from Tumat Nevela by killing it afterwards or finishing the Shechita. Rav Chistav Anan Amitinin. Yes, Rav Chistav tried to bring support from our Mishnah. Malak Besakin, from a Mishnah in Zvachim. Sorry. Malak Besakin, if you did Malika with a knife. Metame Begadim, Beit Ablia. Then, like any other Of Tahor, Nivlat Of Tahor, it's Metame, if you eat it, the clothes that you are wearing, while it's in your gullet. Now, v'yamar treifa havi, if you think that it's just a treifa, meaning it's dying but not dead, malikatazu v'shchitata, after all, we would regard malika as being parallel to shchita. So, tehanin lasakim, the tahara midei nevela. Now, it would lose its kodshim track, and would now go on a chulin track, and the shchita with the knife should now make it a nevela, a treifa, sorry, just as with any other case, when an animal is a trefa and you shecht it before it dies, it does not have tumat nevelah. So that seems to support Ziri. Amri hata mishum delav shchita hi klal. The answer is no, because that's not called shchita at all. And therefore, we'll see why that's not called shchita when you use the knife for malika. And therefore, it would not fix it at all. So that doesn't prove Ziri's point. Now, my tama, why is it not shchita? Because of the psul of chalada, because after all, you have the knife inside and then you're cutting. Ravam Ramneshu Dores, because you put pressure on the simanim before cutting. Now, Manam Neshu Machlid, according to Avuna Maitamala Markam Neshu Dores, why didn't he like Dores? Because he holds the position, we've already seen that there's a dispute about this, that sawing back and forth in Malika is still valid, which means that there has to be more pressure to call it drisa in that case. Madam Neshu Dores, according to Rav, who said Dores is the problem, why doesn't he like Machlid as a reason? What is Chalada? Kecholda, it's called that because a Cholda is a rat. Hadarabi karebatim de machasya. It lives inside the house in hidden places. Meaning, what is Chalada? When you put the knife inside and then cut out, so the knife is sort of hiding and then cuts out and cuts the simanim. Hacha ham migalia. Here the knife is exposed, so it's not called chalada. Okay, Amar Rava. Hikashali hakashali. So he says, I wasn't bothered by Ziri's statement because of this issue of Rav Chista's proof, and it didn't work out as a proof. I'm bothered by something else. V'chimeta omedu umolek? Understand, how can you do malika if it's already dead? And after all, the way that you do malika is from the back, which means first you do cut the mafreket, and then you do malika. How can you do malika on something that's already dead? According to Ziri, it's dead. Amarli Abai, v'tik shilach olata of tibayah shnei simanim. So Abaya says, if that's a problem, that once we consider something dead, malika can no longer be performed on it, how do you ever do olata of? Olata of, you may recall, from Zvachim and from Menachot, olata of has both simanim severed, and according to some, the head is fully taken off. According to others, it's bent back before Haktara. But in any case, you have to cut the second siman. And the issue is, chimeto meidu malek, once you cut one siman in a bird, it's dead. So how can you do the second siman? So Marli Hatam Kneli Kaimi Ba Mitzvah Havdalah. Rava says the reason you cut the second siman is not malika. It's there to fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. Olata of has a mitzvah of separating the head from the body. So Yachi or Nami, then why don't you claim that the skin is also a problem and has to be separated out? And we do not say you have to separate the skin out for Havdalah. The answer is that the mitzvah of Havdalah, separating the head from the body, is parallel to the mitzvah of Shechita. Okay? And in Shechita, cutting the skin off doesn't matter. So that's not true. After all, according to the Rabbanan, you do not have to cut the entire siman in a behemah. You have to cut both simanim, a majority of both simanim. Dolo ma'akvi b'shchita, u'ma'akvi b'havdalah. But when havdalah, as far as havdalah goes, according to Rabbanan's opinion, we'll see more about this a little later, you do have to cut the simanim full off. So it's not fair to say that havdalah is sort of a parallel to shchita. It's just not true. What it means rather is not something, an act that is ma'akev, but rather and a component which is a consideration in shchita, such as the simanim, is a consideration in havdalah, or which is not a consideration in shchita, is not a consideration in havdalah at all. Okay, so that was the answer to that question. Komakom kasha, but still we run up against the problem of chi omed uchimeta omed umolek. How can you possibly do malika once it's already dead according to Ziri? So Rava ema v'chein huoseh chotech shidra mafreket below basar. He said, so that's what you have to do for malika. You have to cut the spinal cord without taking the meat off. Okay. Kisalik Rabbi Zera, another story of when Rabbi Zera made Aliyah. Ashkechel Rabbi Ami diati v'kamar lal hashmata. He heard Rabbi Ami was quoting this Shmua. Amar v'chimeto made umalek. He asked him the same question. Yishtomim kishachara. We invoked the pasuk from Daniel. He was surprised for a minute. He was speechless. That was the good question. Amarleis, Rabbi Zera said to him, Ema kachu oset. So Rabbi Zera evidently brought this from Bavel. He said, what's the answer? What do you do? Chotech shidram frekat below basar. As we heard Rava say. Tanyamiyachu, we even have a brayta that says that. Kitzad mokin chatata of, how do you do malikana chatat? Chotech shidra umafreket below rov basar ad shemagia leveshet olakane. You cut the spinal cord. You do not take off the flesh until you get to either one of the simanim. Then you cut the siman, or a majority of the siman, that'll be a little bit of a problem, and you take most of the flesh with it. You have to cut both simanim, or a majority of both simanim. Okay, so that brayta supports what we said. Now, parenthetically, mani, who does this brayta follow? E Rabbanan ha'amri shnayim davka. Rabbanan said when it comes to olat ha'of, you have to cut both simanim off. He said, you don't cut both simanim off, you have to cut Rov Shnayim, and we'll see the background for that a little bit later. So, Ema Shnayim L'Rabbanan, Rov Shnayim L'Rabbalazer Rav Shimon. That this Braita is being somewhat inclusive and trying to cover both opinions. So it's saying Rov Shnayim for Rabbalazer Rav Shimon and Shnayim for Rabbanan. V'bayt Ema Havaha Rabbalazer Rav Shimon. Maybe the entire thing is Rabbalazer Rav Shimon. Umay Shnayim Shalomim L'Shnayim. Maybe it's a Shnayim or Rov Shnayim, meaning the fact that you're cutting a majority of two should be considered as if it's Shnayim. Okay, I'm reviewing our Shmuel. We're going to come back to that in a little bit. Nishparam afreket v'rov basayimah. Now we're going to do a tangent where Shmuel is going to discuss his Ziri's halacha, but if it happens to a person. If a person has a spinal cord broken and most of the flesh has come off, mitamei ba'ohel, he's already dead, even though he might be spazzing. V'imtomar otoma said to Eli afreket below rov basar havi, when the man came to give the news to Eli that his sons had been taken captive and the Aron had been taken in the war and Eli fell over and died, it says that he broke his spinal cord and he died and the flesh didn't separate from the body. So you see that you could be dead without that. And the answer is Zikana, which, by the way, put a little crimp into Rava's solution earlier about Malika. The answer is Zikana Shani. When a person's old, it's different. Dichtiv. The text says that Eli died when he heard this bad news. He fell over and he broke his spinal cord and immediately died because he was old and he was fat. And that those two things contributed to that fall killing him. We're still on people. If you cut somebody open like a fish, like gutted him, even though he's still spazzing, he's metame be'ohel. That's only if you did it from the back. Now we go back to animals. Amar Shmuel, asa'a gistra, if you cut the animal open lengthwise or widthwise, nevela. Again, if it's still spazzing. Amar Belazar, nital hayarech, let's say a thigh was taken out. V'chalal shala nikar, and you could see the socket, then nevela. Then it's already a nevela, that's called a dead animal. Hechidami chalal shala, what do you mean that it's recognized? When it kneels down and you could see that thing missing, it doesn't get covered up, then that's called nikar. Okay, Tananatam, we have a Mishnah in Ohalot. Hudzura Shehen, Avo Pinshima Far Chasin. If animals had their heads cut off, decapitated, even though they're still spazzing, Tmeim, they're already Tamei, Kizanav haltash v'farchesed, just like the you cut the tail off of a lizard, the lizard's still alive, the tail is still wagging. So my hutzu, what does this mean to decapitate? Meaning what standard? Shlokish amar hutzu mamash, he means really got cut off, fully decapitated. Masi am Rabbi Mani kavdalat olat ha'of. He said just like we do olat ha'of. Now how do we do olat ha'of? That's a machloket that we've already been alluding to, Rabbi Elazar Shimon and Rabbanan, and now we'll see it. Amar Rabbi Yirmi el Rabasi. Kavdalat olat ha'of le Rabbanan. Do you mean by that, Rabasi, just like we do olat ha'of according to Rabbanan? V'lo palgitu, which means you're not disagreeing with Rabbi Shimon Lakish, who said you have to fully decapitate it. O dilma kavdalat olof Rabbi Elazar Shimon o palgitu. Maybe you're taking the position like Rabbi Elazar Shimon, and you do disagree with him, with Rabbi Shimon Lakish, and it's not full decapitation. I'm like kavdalat olof Rabbi Elazar Shimon o palgitu. Yes, I indeed disagree. I'm taking Rabbi Elazar Shimon's position, which again we're going to see very soon. Ikud da amri. Some people read that same conclusion as coming from the original statement. Which means both simanim are majority cut, but they're still there, and the head is still connected to the body. But since rov shnayim are cut, it's already dead. Now let's get to the background. My rabbanan, my rabbi Elazar Shimon. The truth is, there's a third opinion in this, and that is the following: the pasuk in, when it discusses the korban olev v'yored in the end of Parshas Vayikra. It says that if the person is poor, he can bring the two birds, and the first one is a chatat ha'of, and then v'tashini yaseh olah kamishpat. The second one is done as an olah kamishpat, like the normal rule. What does that mean? So Tana Kama says kamishpat chatat behema. It has to be done just like a chatat behema. I mean, that's the one thing that we already have a mishpat about. Now, atalmei kamishpat chatat behema, and el kamishpat chatat ha'of. Maybe it's supposed to be done just like chatat ha'of, which is the other bird. When the pasuk says v'hikrivo, he shall offer it, meaning it distinguishes it from chatat ha'of, meaning you bring chatat ha'of and then you bring this. So now what do I know about chatat behema that I'm going to apply here? Ma chatat behema ina ba ela min hachulin. It must come from chulin. It has to be your own property. That is not owed to the mikdash in some other way, like maaser. Uvayo must be offered during the day. Uvayo doay manit. The offering, the process has to be done with your right hand. Same thing applies to olata of. So imalan rov shnayim. Now think about the chatat beima. You only have to cut rov shnayim. Afkan rov shnayim. Maybe olata of you only have to cut rov shnayim. Talmud Omar umalak v'iktir. Therefore, the Torah says, you do malika and you burn it. Maktara harosh batzmo guf batzmo. This we all agree that by the time you get to haktara, the head is burned separately from the body. Af malika harosh batzmo guf batzmo. So therefore, malika also must be something that fully separates it. So Tanakama's position is that malikat olat ha'of is full separation, full havdalah. Now Rabbi Shmuel Omer, this is the second opinion. Kamishpat. What is it? Sheni yaseh olah kamishpat. Kamishpat chatat ha'of, meaning it's just like chatat ha'of, meaning ma chatat ha'of mimul oref, just like you do the malika at the back of the neck, af olat ha'of mimul oref. Same thing with olat ha'of, which, by the way, it does not say explicitly about, which is why he gets it from there. So imalan molek ve'enum avdil b'siman echad. So then I can extend it and say, just like chatat ha'of, you only do one siman, you don't separate the head from the body. Af kan molek ve'enum avdil siman echad. Maybe the same thing here. Tamud lomar v'hikrivo. Therefore, it says v'hi krivo, again, to separate the two. Now, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Omer, so in other words, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the difference between chatat ha'of and olat ha'of is two simanim versus one. And the parallel is where you do the malika. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, we've been waiting for Omer, kamishpat means kamishpat chatat ha'of, same as Rabbi Shmuel. So, but he says something very different than he does. Malahalan, achuz berosh v'aguf mazeh. You have to hold the head and the body together, just like on chatat ha'of and spritz. Because after all, chatat ha'of, you only cut one siman, and then you push the blood out. You spray the blood out. Havkan ocheiz b'rosh v'guf mazeh. Same thing here with olat ha'of, which means, according to him, you cannot do full havdalah. My kamar, how do we understand this statement? Hakamar malan shu achuz harosh b'guf mazeh. Meaning, when he's holding the body and the head together, he does haza'ah. Havkan shu achuz harosh v'guf mazeh. Which means Rav Elazar Shimon says there is no havdalat melikat, comes later. Imalan misiman echad avkam misiman echad, And same question that we had earlier to Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe if you're going to learn it from Chatat Ha'of, maybe you only have to do one siman. Tamadomar v'ikrivo, again, to distinguish the two korbanot. Okay, and that's the brayta. Now we get the background. Now we just have to do a little cleanup on this to understand the positions. Tanakama, miach, miachar, nafkalamni, umalak v'iktir. According to Tanakama, umalak v'iktir told us how this is different, and that is that it has to be cut separately, to say full havdalah. V'ikrivo lamali. What do I need the word v'ikrivo to distinguish olat ha'of from chatat ha'of? Because it's already built into malak v'iktir. So ilah v'ikrivo. If I didn't have that word, haviyamena my kamishpat, I would have interpreted mishpat differently. Kamishpat chatat ha'of, which is what the other two Tanaim did, v'imishu malak v'iktir, I would have interpreted malak v'iktir differently. Haviyamena ma'akhtara b'roshosh mizbeach ha'malikah b'roshosh mizbeach. Just like you burn it on top of the mizbeach, maybe malikah, you have to go up to the top of the mizbeach to do malikah, which we don't do malikah b'chol makom. Now that the Torah said vihikrivo, drosh peinamiha, now I can use vihikrivo to separate the two, and then umalak viktir explains what that separation is. Now chatat beima deina bal min achulin nalan. By the way, what's the source that chatat beima can't come from chulin? It must come from chulin. What's the source of that we're saying? Just like that's the rule here, so it's the rule for olat ha'of. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Krav, Ikriv Aaron at Parachatat Asherlo. On Yom Kippur, Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, brings Parachatat Asherlo, which is his, meaning of his own money. V'lo Mishel Tzibur, it's not public funds. V'lo Mishel Maaser, it can't be Maaser Behemah. And it can't be from Maaser Sheni money either. It has to be Chulin. Now, Bayom, Biyom Savoton Afka. Wait, the fact that you have to bring Chatat Behemah Bayom, which we then transfer to Olat Ha'of, they have to bring it during the day. We learn that from the general pasuk at the end of Torah Korbanot in Tzav, Biyom Tzavoto, on the day that he commanded. The answer is Kadin Aspa. You're right. Here it was mentioned just inadvertently, and it's not really the limud. And the fact that you have to use your right hand for the processing of the Chatat Peima is learned from somewhere else, which is Rabbi Rachana. Anytime the Torah says either he uses his finger with the blood or the Kohen does the blood, that's the right hand, which means I already know that since it says here that the Kohen has to do Malika, I know that he's going to do the process with his right hand. The answer, so what does our Tana say? Kuhuna by Etzpa, Etzpa lo by Kuhuna. Just when it says Kohen, that's not enough. You still need the word Etzpa. When you have the word Etzpa, that tells me the right. And this is a discussion with Reb Shimon and Chachamim in Zvachim. Now, last piece is V'tanakam of Reb Elazar ben Shimon Mimul Ha'oref Menalahu. How do they know that you have to do Malika from that spot in the back of the neck? Rabbi Shmuel learned it from the Kamishpat. Where'd they get it from? The answer is Gamri Malika Malika. They learn from Malika to Malika as a Gzera Shava, just like Malika of Chatat Ha'of, which we know is Mimul Ha'oref, as it says Mimul Orpo. Similarly, the Malika of Olat Ha'of. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up in the next Mishnah, where we're going to then continue with this theme of comparing or lining up disjointed series such as Malika and Shechita, and we're going to take a bit of a tour through Hilchot Kuhuna Uleviyah and Hilchot Tumat Kelim and Maasrot. And we will start that off, though, with continuing with the theme of the birds, of the Torim, and the Bnei Onah in the next podcast. Meantime, we should have a wonderful day.